636 lead story on Politico today, talking about Sarah Palin and how her endorsements have changed some races. And one of the people who she's endorsed joins us this morning, Ted Cruz, with us. Ted, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Obviously, her endorsement of you has made a big difference as far as you're concerned and your followers.
It has been tremendous. Since Governor Palin endorsed me in this race, the effect has been electric. Our phones lit up like a Christmas tree. We had, in the next 48 hours, over 1,000 contributions come in. And I'll tell you, in the last 2 weeks, in addition to Governor Sarah Palin, I've also been honored to be endorsed by Sean Hannity, and just a few days ago by Rick Santorum. We have seen conservatives all over the state of Texas, Tea Party activists, Republican women, grassroots leaders, unite behind this campaign. It has simply been tremendous.
I think a lot of people thought you were surging, but a public policy poll came out last week that showed this is possibly not as close a race as other polls had indicated. Your thoughts?
Well, that poll was an outlier. It was inconsistent with every other poll that's been done on this race. But at the end of the day, the poll that's going to matter is the poll that's being done today. And what is going to be critical is who turns up to vote. And so I have been spending 18 hours a day crisscrossing the state asking conservatives to please come out today and vote. Your polling places are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And I think the stakes have never been higher. Our nation is in crisis. We're going broke. And this race has been described as ground zero in the battle between the moderate establishment, which has circled the wagons around David Dewhurst, has run millions of dollars of false negative attack ads aimed at me, versus the 2010 conservative Tea Party tidal wave that swept the country. And if you want the next senator from Texas to be a strong conservative and a fighter, then I need your help. I need your support. I would ask that you please come to the polls today, and please bring five of your friends. This is going to be a battle of turnout and the grassroots to see who comes out and votes today.
I'd like to get your comments on, obviously, the conservative movement is behind you, but in fact, a conservative champion for many people is Rick Perry, and he endorsed David Dewhurst.
Well, you know, it is not surprising that the political establishment in Texas has circled the wagons around David Dewhurst. He's the sitting lieutenant governor. He controls the legislative agenda in the state Senate. And just about everyone who has pending business in front of the state legislature is forced to support him. I'll tell you where our support has come from. Our support has come from tens of thousands of Tea Party activists and Republican women and grassroots leaders. You know, the Dewhurst campaign's view has been the grassroots don't matter. They have skipped 35 candidate forums all over the state of Texas. They've just totally blown off the grassroots. But Dewhurst himself is worth over $200 million, so he's poured over $9 million of his own money into the race. Their view is if they write a big enough check and fill the airways with enough attack ads just spreading false lies about me, that's what it'll take to win the race. I don't think that's right. I think this will come down to the grassroots and the leaders. And I'll tell you, we have seen just about every conservative leader in the state of Texas endorse this campaign, from Kelly Shackelford to Kathy Adams to David Barton to Peggy Venable to George P. Bush to George Strake to Ernie Angelo to Tim Lambert. And nationally, we've seen just about every major national conservative leader, from Sarah Palin to Rick Santorum to Ed Meese to Phyllis Schlafly to Concerned Women of America, to Gun Owners of America, to Sean Hannity, to Mark Levin, to the five strongest conservatives in the U.S. Senate, Jim DeMint, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Pat Toomey, and Tom Coburn. I am the only candidate in the country who all five of them are supporting.
Ted Cruz is a candidate for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate today's election day. Thanks for the time this morning, Ted.
It's always great to be with you. Thank you, and please come out and support us today. And when we win this race, Texas is going to lead the fight to stop the Obama agenda, to defend free market principles, and to restore the Constitution. Thank you, and God bless.
All right. Appreciate the time. There you go. So we missed this. I don't know if you guys saw or heard George Will go after Donald Trump.
Really?
on the ABC show the other day.
Oh.
He said he said that he is a bloviating ignoramus.
Wow.
How's that? Huh?
Bloviating.
I mean, he went Bill O'Reilly on us, right? A bloviating ignoramus, and said that Trump is redundant evidence that if your net worth is high enough, your IQ can be very low and you can intrude on American politics. Whoa! Anyway, Trump then jumps on Twitter,
yeah,
and says, George Will may be the dumbest and most overrated political commentator of all times. If the Republicans listen to him, they will lose. So, okay.
Well, that sounds kind of like Nanny Nanny, yeah. You are too.
Yeah. I've only got 140 characters, so this is what I can do.
Never heard George Will described as dumb.
No, I mean, haven't either.
But you know, but I guess if he calls you names, you got to, you know, shoot back whatever you got.
Sure,
right?
And that's fine. That'll be just okay. Oh, by the way, the Arizona Secretary of State, Ken Bennett, he's decided he's not going to remove the president's name from the Arizona presidential ballot. Remember, he's thinking about running for governor, and he said, well, I need to see proof that he, in fact, was a U.S. American, so I just might not put him on the ballot. Well,
yeah.
They finally decided, nah, that'll be okay. Yeah. Okay, on second thought, we'll let him do that. and let's see what. And I guess that's about it. And so, remember that today's election day.
Today's election day.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll get to talk much slower, and we'll cover a whole lot more information.
That's right.
All day long. Yeah, that'll be.
That's right. The runoff ads start cranking up.
Yeah,
right?
Now that's I guess.
And those will go for 2 months,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, they'll just till July. Yeah, we'll have some of that.
So. Assuming there'll be some runoffs. Which
They probably will. So we'll have our coverage tonight like we generally do, and I'll be at the Brazos Center to see what happens as far as the calibrating over there. And that's a new word I came up with.
Calibrating.
Yeah, see, that's
awesome. Tallying and calibrating.
Yes, exactly. So there. All right. Think about it. I mean, we've come up with implodopalooza and calibrating.
That's right.
So there.
It's the Infomaniac Dictionary.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so we'll do that tonight. And then you'll be here at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be picking up
Poor
stuff.
Poor Chase. He just has to stay here.
That's kind of where I belong. So,
I mean, at 7:30, he's got his head out the door, going, "Okay, what'd they bring us to eat?"
Exactly.
Yeah, and then we'll have Bill out and about, roving around.
Yes.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah. He'll hit all the parties. You know, go get comments from
that's
people
right.
and all
that's
that.
Right. Yeah. Balancing plates and little plastic cups and stuff like that.
So. Yeah.
I'll be on the sofa at home.
Will you?
Yeah. Just in case y'all need me.
Okay. Well. Tom, quickly, there's a party that's not being attended. We need you to get out there and get some interviews.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I'll get you.
Tom, how's it going? Everything's all right at my house.
Yeah. Do they mind flip-flops and shorts? You know.
Great. Tom shows up in his Crocs.
he thought he was going to a Jimmy Buffett show.
Yeah. Batteries Plus, we make...